John Kerry has largely avoided public comment this week on events in Iraq, even though that's the story that has dominated the headlines. Today, the Democratic presidential candidate hosted a conversation on health care for veterans. It's his fourth straight day of health care-related events. NPR's Scott Horsley examines how Kerry is adjusting his message to suit the sensitive times.
All this week, John Kerry has visited battleground states, talking about rising health care costs and falling benefits. He stuck to that health care script today in Little Rock, despite being widely ignored by a national media that's preoccupied with events in Iraq.
Health care is not something for the wealthy and the elected and the connected. It ought to be available and affordable and accessible to all Americans.
Not unlike President Bush, Senator Kerry is talking much more these days about domestic issues than the Iraqi prisoner abuse scandal or the gruesome killing of an American contractor in Baghdad. That's just fine with Vivian Taylor. The Florida retiree attended Kerry's town hall meeting yesterday in Orlando.
I think they both are wise to not talk about it. I think the American people are right now suffering from too much talk, too much publicity, and too many pictures. Sometimes silence is golden.
Kerry's relative silence on the war may reflect a calculation that the situation in Iraq is doing enough damage to the Bush administration, and the less Kerry says on the subject, the better. A poll released this week by the Pew Research Center shows Kerry closing the gap with President Bush on the question who's better to lead in Iraq. The Kerry campaign is also trying to avoid charges like this one yesterday from Bush campaign chairman Mark Roscoe, who accused Kerry of trying to capitalize on growing concerns about the war.
At a moment when America and Americans stand strong behind our troops on the battlefield, John Kerry is attacking President Bush and the military and seeking to divide along party lines. If there was ever a time to refrain from partisan politics, this is it. But all we see from the Kerry campaign and from John Kerry is political exploitation for political gain.
Kerry does not avoid the war subject entirely, but he picks his spots, sticking to health care in most public events, then saying in radio interviews, for example, that the war has been extraordinarily mismanaged. One of Kerry's most pointed war criticisms this week came during a Tuesday fundraiser in Louisville. Even then, Kerry took pains to avoid demonizing U.S. troops.
All of us here are extraordinarily supportive of our troops. As a person who served in the military, I know that what happened over there is not the behavior of 99.9% of the troops, but what has happened is not just something that a few privates or corporals or sergeants engaged in. This is something that comes out of an attitude about the rights of prisoners of war. It's an attitude that comes out of how we went there in the first place, an attitude that comes out of America's overall arrogance in its policy that has alienated countries all around the world. And I believe, as president, I know how to run a war on terror that actually makes America safer and stronger and lives up to our values at the same time.
Kerry first made a national name for himself during the Vietnam War as a veteran turned protester. His outspoken complaints about atrocities during that war still anger some fellow veterans. In the three decades since, Kerry has learned to choose his words more carefully. He now goes out of his way to put the blame on policy and not those who carry it out. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Little Rock.